This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In the wake of Russia's weekend missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a speech to the Hague Academy of International Law, Baerbock said there needs to be, in her words, a clear message sent to the Russian leadership here and now that a war of aggression will not go unpunished. Baerbock called for a new format of court to bring Russian leaders to justice for their invasion of Ukraine, possibly using Ukrainian law, but based outside the country with international judges. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, is already investigating alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine. But under rules adopted in 2018, the ICC cannot prosecute Russia as it is not a member of the court. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Some 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived in the U.S. at Oklahoma's Fort Sill to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system, getting Kyiv closer to obtaining the long-sought protection against Russian missile attacks, Colonel Curtis King.
Soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces have arrived here at the Fire Center of Excellence at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to begin air defense training. This training will consist of operator and maintainer tasks for the Patriot air defense system.
Ukraine for months requested that the U.S. provide the Patriot surface-to-air guided missile defense system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. Italy's number one fugitive has been arrested, the mafia boss convicted of helping to mastermind some of the nation's most heinous slayings was grabbed while he was sought treatment at a private clinic in Sicily after three decades on the run. This is VOA News.